From Martin Fierro by Jose Hernandez. He lashed the air with two bola shots, round his head like rings they spun. One grazed my arm with a glancing hit, a hair's breadth would have splintered it. Those balls of stone whizzed through the air like bullets from a gun. Ihuna, I'll say he was quick and sly, he missed me by simple luck. The blood worked up to his ugly head, till like a colt he was seeing red. He would feint at me with the right-hand ball, before with the left he struck. But a bitter turn fate served me there, as we circled round and round. I saw my chance and went rushing in, while he backed away to save his skin. My foot tripped up in my chiripa, and headlong I hit the ground. Not a moment's grace to commend my soul to the hands of Almighty God did the savage give as he saw me fall. He sprang like a ravening animal. As I twisted my head beside my ear, I heard the bolas thud. And onto my back with tooth and nail he leapt like a clawing brute. He was reckless then that I'd steal my knife. He was blind with his rage to have my life. Not a ghost of a chance he let me have to strengthen and get my foot. No trick or dodge could the brute unlodge, though I tried at the every one. Flat under him I lay full length. I couldn't turn over with all my strength. As strong as a bull that Indian was, and he seemed to weigh a ton. The captive that lay in her tears and blood, half killed by the murderous whip, when she saw my plight, forgot her pang. Like an arrow there to my help she sprang. She gave the Indian a sudden tug and made him lose his grip. As soon as again to my feet I got, at each other again we tore. Not a pause for a breather could I get. I was soaking wet with my dripping sweat. In all my fights I've never been in such a touch-and-go before. As madder and madder the savage grew, I calmed down more and more. Until the Indian has made his kill, there's nothing his ravening rage can still, till one of his whirling cords I cut and began to press him sore. As he staggered back, I leapt and closed with a lightning thrust and slash. Though he kept his feet and escaped my grip, he lost the fight by that fatal slip. I got home once with a scalping chop and once with a belly gash. I got him again with a ripping lunge. He began to humph and puke. He was failing fast with each breath he took. He knew he was done, but even then, with never a flinch, he rushed again, with such a yell that it seemed to me that the earth and heavens shook. And there, thank God, I finished him. Well home I rammed my knife. I was weary and sore, but desperate. I lifted him up as one lifts a weight, and gutted there from the raking steel, I threw him off when I knew by the feel that he hadn't a spark of life. When I saw him dead, I crossed myself the help of heaven to thank. The kneeling woman beside me there at the Indian's body could only stare, and then to the skies she raised her eyes, and in tears on the ground she sank.